got Cody Blackbird in the studio, and you know, the Taproot Public House in Spinard and the Anchorage Music Co-op present the return of the three-time NAMI winner, Cody Blackbird. And Cody plays his award-winning music with his full band and special guest, Jonathan Joss, this coming Thursday. Well, you know what? That's tomorrow. That's at the Taproot Public House in Spinard. Artist ticket and concert information is available at taprootalaska.com. But I imagine we'll get some of that information right from the source. Cody's right here in the studio. How's it going, Cody?
Going great. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so, you know, I just heard that you were up in Fairbanks. You did the Iditarod stuff.
Yeah, we were up there for the Festival of Native Arts and got to be up there for the start of the Iditarod and performed at a few different places around Fairbanks and had a blast and enjoyed warmer weather up there than down here this week.
Wow. And so, you know, it sounds like you're doing a lot of touring.
We are. You know, we're just kicking off this startup here this week, kicks off the leg of our spring and summer tour in 2015, tour dates that are going to take us Australia, Europe, coast to coast here in the United States. So we're excited and glad to bring it home and start it here in Alaska.
Well, that's great. You know, I remember that you're getting started here in Alaska, and what was that like?
You know, I loved living up here, growing up here and going to school here. Just it really was an awesome change from growing up in the lower 48. I moved up here when I was about 9, and then I got my start in playing Native American flute up here. And it just really has been an awesome experience. The people that I met and the friends that I have up here and those, you know, here at KNBA and other media outlets around town are just wonderful people, and I'm really glad to call Anchorage home and say I got my start here.
And does some of that Alaska flavor integrate into the band?
You know, we got to work with Caleb Lamont, who's a local producer. He did one of our band's tracks called Reclamation, did the production for that. So we try to keep a lot of Alaska artists involved in what we do and cross-collaborate and keep some of that flavor and Alaskan style going in our music.
And, you know, I've heard a lot of your earlier stuff. You know, I've got the 2009 album with the, let's see, we got Raven Speaks, as well as some other ones, and I think one of my favorites was Grandma's Song. And how does your I do understand you're kind of evolving as an artist, and that's always a good thing. How do you like that?
Yeah, you know, starting off as a traditional artist and molding that into contemporary and going from being an instrumentalist to now writing original tracks with the band. As well as doing, you know, covers of favorite tracks of mine. It's really been a great process because it's my dream come true. You know, when I first started playing flute, my dream was to be able to evolve it in a way that I had been able to envision, but I could never really figure out how to make it happen. And I've met the great group of individuals that I have that are part of the band now, and we just really jive and click together and are able to create awesome music together.
Yeah, and so tell me about your band.
Yeah, we've got five or six different guys that we work with. Brian LeBron is our main guitarist, along with Lowell Granoth, who's actually a Soldotna resident. And we've got Cody Nicely, who's also from the Peninsula, on drums. Another one of our drummers is Kurt Olson, who's an industry drummer, Indigenous drummer, Brule, Keith Sokola, so many others as well. We've got sitting in with us tomorrow night will be Troy Anisket, who's a local bass player, and played with him a few years ago, and he's a good friend, so I'll be glad to invite him as well. But we like to classify our genre as alternative blues rock fusion. I like to put an emphasis on alternative and, you know, say we're creating our own path and our own way with our own sound.
That's awesome. You know, I haven't really had a chance to listen to some of the new stuff, and I really thank you for bringing in this 2015 album here and the, you know, shall we take a listen?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you recommend?
Let's go ahead and listen to Promised Land there. This is a track that we wrote while on tour. We're actually in Sacramento with John Trudell and getting ready to do a show, rehearsing, and we wrote this song. You know, we're fighting against Keystone Pipeline down in the States right now and through Canada, and this is a song that brings awareness to that, but also brings awareness to positive uprising in community and change within community.
That sounds pretty big time. You got these large issues, and you got John Trudell, you got all this national touring and whatnot.
Yeah, you know, we're having a blast. We got to meet John and play with him, and now we're actually recording a track with him that'll be on the Cody Blackbird Band full-length album that's coming out end of May. A lot of other great people that are going to be on that as well. So we are very blessed to be doing what we're doing.
Great. Well, let's take a listen to this track, and we'll get right back to a little conversation afterwards.
Seems like everyone wants their peace, ain't satisfied that they get their check. Never thinking that the price could affect generations ahead. Well, the prophecies that tell of a snake that'll stretch across this land. A black snake come to kill us all, delivered by the old man. No, Keystone, you won't come lay your deadly pipe. With our brothers and sisters, we will stand and protect our promised land. No, Keystone, you won't come lay your deadly pipe. With our brothers and sisters, we will stand and protect our promised land. Just a matter of natural rights. Clean water and the right to live should never be sacrificed. From the land of the Sichangu sits a spirit camp, where warriors gather and pray for the land. There they make their stand. Sick of the raping, we're sick of the murders. The women are our pride. Wake up, people, and look around. It's a modern-day genocide. Now we're singing, no, Keystone, you won't come lay your deadly fight. With our brothers and sisters, we will stand and protect our promised land. Now we're singing, no, Keystone, you won't come lay your deadly fight. But with our brothers and sisters, we will stand and protect our promised land. Now singing, no, Keystone, you won't come lay your deadly fight. But with our brothers and sisters, we will stand and protect our promised land. Protect our promised land.
We just heard the song Promised Land from the Cody Blackbird Band EP. It's a 2015 album that I just got in my hot little hands. It's got some pretty cool looking graphics on the front. Is that origami?
It is a Blackbird design that a friend of mine and designer did up, and that became the logo for the band. As well as my new tattoo that I just got as well. I got to give a shout out to my cousin Will. South Arizona Tattoos. Go get your tattoos down there. No. But great graphic designer did that up, and as well as some shirts that we have with the band logo.
Cool. And, you know, we're kind of talking a little bit about some the difference between what you're doing now and some of the traditional stuff, and it seems like quite a journey. Yeah, that's definitely a contemporary track we just heard.
Yeah, you know, the starting out as a traditional artist, as I said, you know, that's my passion. The flute is my instrument that I love, but being able to take it to this new level of, you know, incorporating it with band and other instruments is just, it's really cool transformation, and it's awesome to you know, have that accomplishment of being able to look back and, like, I see, you know, Raven Speaks sitting up there, and you said from 2009, and I haven't seen that album in like forever, so seeing that sitting there is just kind of mind-boggling a little bit to really realize the change and look over the years and how far everything has come, you know.
Yeah, and it's like, especially when you consider years of being in this business.
Yeah,
and you look like a young guy. I'm kind of like, wow, you must have gotten started
26.
Pretty young.
Yeah, started pretty young. So, you know, I started touring when I was about 20 years old. So I've been touring internationally for about 6 years now. So that's, you know, when you, I do done about 120 show average a year, and so over 6 years, it's, you know, get some miles under your belt.
Right, got the Alaska Airlines ticket.
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Mileage plan.
Sky miles, and well, mostly road miles. So.
Oh wow. Yeah. So down in Arizona, yeah, it's a little bit different setup as far as how does gigging work down there.
You know, well, I base out of Arizona and tour everywhere. I always say I'm a musician, you know, will work for food. No, but I'll go anywhere that'll have me, and wants, anyone that wants to listen to my music, you know, will gladly go and play. And so we base out of Arizona, or I do myself, and have my brother Caleb Blackbird down there, who's also my business partner, and we've started Ready Records, which is an independent record label for artists from vast variety of genres and spoken word. And so, you know, we base our business, our studio, and our company out of Arizona, and travel abroad or wherever we can get work.
Well, that's awesome. Do you have like a touring bus or?
No, I wish. No, we work with a few different leasing companies, or we will be working with a few different leasing companies as far as accommodations for what we can get on the road, as far as touring vehicles, but hopefully soon have a bus. That would be very nice. But for right now, it's 16 passenger vans and cars if we need them.
Kind of an Indian limo.
Exactly, you know, my Avenger with suitcases in the back and guitars strapped on top and flute cases sticking out the window. So
that's great.
Whatever it takes us to get us there.
And we were mentioning some flute roots, and you want to, should we explore a little bit of that?
Yeah. This, you know, Grandma song, yeah, is what we were talking about. And this is a song that I wrote up here, actually, or in the lower 48, but the inspiration came from up here, and that was written for Chief Murray Smith Jones, who's, of course, EAC, and passed away years ago. And before I had moved outside and gone back to South Dakota, I went over and I saw Murray, and she said, I'd like you to make me two promises that no matter where you go in life, you never forget where you came from, and you never forget your values, and you never forget the youth. And, you know, I said, I'll do that, and I try to keep that promise to this day. And when she passed, I wrote this song for her, Grandma's song, but I wasn't ready to release it. When we came together and got the concept and recording together for the album We Choha, which is a traditional flute album dedicated to cultural revitalization, I thought, well, what a better album to put her song on. And that's what she was about, you know, cultural revitalization, holding on to language and culture. And so, and that's what that promise was about. So that's what this track is about, Grandma's song.
Powerful words and a powerful song. on 90.3 KNVA, Alaska's Native Voice. That was Grandma's Song by Cody Blackbird. We also have another song from the Euphoria album, Breaking Borders. What's that about?
Euphoria is another one of my brainchilds that I had, and brought it to life down at the studio in Arizona with producer Terrence J. from Wounded Knee, South Dakota. An album bringing together electronic production and traditional music to create something that really hasn't been done before. And we created Euphoria, an album that kind of lives up to the name. And the goal of the album was to take the listener on a journey from song one to the end. And I think we did that. And it reached number 17 on iTunes charts for New Age charts and was featured on top 40 charts and Billboard, and just did amazing. So really awesome production that was really fun to do.
So we've got Breaking Borders on 90.3 KNVA, Alaska's Native Voice. Thank you. Breaking Borders on 90.3 KNVA. The Cody Blackbird tune from the Euphoria album. And we've got Cody Blackbird in the studio. How's it going, Cody?
Doing great, doing great.
We're also thinking about what's happening tomorrow.
Yes.
And you're on tour, of course. And we're going to be looking forward to your work at the Taproot Public House in Spinard. And you've got a special guest.
Yeah, you know, we're bringing up a good friend of mine, good friend of, you know, Indian country and the entertainment business, King of the Hill star John Redcorn Joss, from San Antonio, Texas, coming via Los Angeles, California. Also was the character of Chief Ken Hotate from NBC's Parks and Rec that just wrapped up after a successful 7 seasons. So, John, can you hear us? Let's see.
Let me see if I'm hitting the right button here. We're hoping to get John on the phone here, and we'll see if that's working. Hey, John, are you still there?
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, so we're hoping to say hi to John on the phone here. But we do know that he'll be around tomorrow at the Taproot Public House right there in Spinard. And he's a comedian. He's
absolutely hilarious, funny guy, and, you know, actor. He's played in a whole lot of movies, TV productions. He was in Christmas in the Clouds with, you know, of course, you've got Karina Moeller and Philip Blanchett from Bamiwa, who are in that movie as well. So he starred in that with them, King of the Hill, Parks and Rec, and, you know, just a very, very well-known person to the Native American entertainment business and the Hollywood entertainment business. And he's really looking forward to coming up. Was hoping we could get him on the phone there, but technical difficulties. And he's going to be up here tomorrow afternoon and visiting with y'all that come out to Taproot. He's looking forward to his first trip to Alaska. So.
Yeah, so that sounds like a real plan, kind of a real winner of a show to head out to. So if you're inclined to check out the Taproot Public House, that's once again tomorrow night at, I think it starts at 8.
Yep. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Encourage people to come on early and get your seats and come on and have a good time with us. You know, and it's not too often that I get to come up to Alaska and to be able to have the band with me and have such an amazing guy such as John Joss joining us and coming to Alaska and taking his time out of, you know, the acting scene in Hollywood. It is awesome. So come on out and show them some Alaska love and show us some welcome back love before we head out on our 2015 international tour.
Great. And do you have a track we want to take a listen to on our way out of this program tonight?
Yeah, you know, why don't we leave everybody with Reclamation that was produced by Alaska Native artist Caleb Lamont. Reclamation.
Right here on 90.3 KNBA, Alaska's Native Voice.
And then
90.3 KNBA, Alaska's Native Voice. We just heard Reclamation from the Cody Blackbird EP, this 2015 Cody Blackbird Band EP. Got a quick break here, and then we'll try and pick up our conversation with Jonathan Joss down there in, where's he at?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
KNBA programming supported by Cynthia Castle, a member of the Northern Lights Circle, major players in securing the future of KNBA radio. You're listening to 90.3 KNBA Anchorage.
Well, this is great material, man. You guys are losing this.
Yeah, so we've got John Joss on the line now. How's it going?
I left my stuff here yesterday. Yeah, I completely forgot it.
So you're on 90.3 KNBA.
No, I had it put up on top. I found my...
And it sounds like he's having some interesting times down there at the gym in Los Angeles.
I think we're having a problem with the reception and getting him to be able to hear us there.
Right, so maybe we'll just catch up with him on a different day or when he gets into town.
Absolutely, have everybody just more reason to come out to the show and get to meet him there.
He's a funny guy, and we'll be sure to catch him out there. So it's been my pleasure to talk with Cody Blackbird today at the 90.3 KNBA studios. We're checking things out, and just a quick reminder that the Taproot Public House in Sprard and the Anchorage Music Co-op present the three-time NAMI Award winner, Cody Blackbird. And Cody's playing his award-winning music with his full band and special guest, Jonathan Joss, this Thursday night, tomorrow, at the Taproot Public House in Spinard. Artist ticket and concert information at taprootalaska.com.
Awesome. I just want to say thank you to everybody here at KNBA, and send a shout-out also to Eddie P. and everybody over at the Lofts for having us over there and being a host hotel for us while we're in town. And just encourage everyone, follow us on Facebook at the Cody Blackbird Band, and also on Twitter at Cody Blackbird and CodyBlackbirdBand.com.